It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, welcome back. It's 9:07. Got the clouds. We are a one above right now. It's Thursday, December 30th. Welcome to the morning show. Thank you so much for waking up with us here this morning. Well, folks, it is time to get real, time to get real happy, and I'll tell you what, my next guest, this is about as real as it gets. She is a mindset coach. The program is Strong, Confident Living, and the instructor extraordinaire is Laura St. John, joins us on the phone this morning. Laura, good morning. Welcome to the show. So nice to have you on board.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, everyone. I am so excited to be on this station. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I got a little backstory on this. Now, I was introduced to you through my better half, Sean. You've been inspiring him for the better part of 2 years. And I've been listening to some of the sessions and eavesdropping, and I'm thinking, you have just so got it going on. And right now, your life has just blown up. Strong, Confident Living is just, what do we call it? We spiral up on this. And your life has just become so amazing here. Just over the past year, you've been on Netflix. You're going to be on Access Hollywood. So much good stuff happening. Let's get into this, Laura. How did the journey begin? How did you get to this point?
You know, I just noticed at a really young age that, you know, people could get stuck. And in order to really learn to see past their problems, that stuck is really just a feeling. I always say that I was kind of born into this. I was fostered into a beautiful family. My mom and dad really fostered my imagination and creativity. And, you know, yet we also endured some challenges as a child. My mom was diagnosed with cancer when I was in kindergarten and given 2 years to live. And I saw the power of positive thinking and leaning into faith and trusting in a positive outcome that could await, you know, despite when odds are stacked against you. And, you know, she survived. She's in her 70s now. She's enjoying her grandkids. And, you know, it really taught me at a really young age that anything is possible if you know, understand what's inside your creative control and you understand also when to let go and trust.
How do people become blocked, Laura? I know you talk about being blocked, and I know you've got a lot of people coming to you and say, and we're going to talk about this later too throughout the hour. We're going to talk about flipping. A lot of people come to you and say, Laura, how do I flip this? How do I become unblocked? What gets us there in the first place?
The first step to manifesting a new outcome is to actually know exactly what you don't want, which is usually very clear for people. A lot of people feel fuzzy when, you know, they're being presented with, you know, what are your goals and dreams? They're very broad. You know, I want more money, or I wish I could have a better relationship or feel better in my body. And although those are terrific goals, it's even more important to first access what's making you unhappy, because that's where the block exists. And what I found over the years is that I was able to really develop very simple practices for people to take a step back, recognize clearly what they don't want is usually what's blocking that internal happiness that exists inside everybody. So, you know, how do you remove that block? How do you know it? It's first, literally the first step is awareness.
And again, you said you've seen the effects of this, of positive thinking, throughout your entire life, but this I know it's taken decades for you to get to this point and to share this information, correct?
Oh, correct. I've been, you know, on a really long path. I believe that every stepping stone in life leads you to your next stepping stone, negative or positive. But, you know, when people, including myself, learn to trust yourself, learn to trust in the process, and believe that you're exactly where you're meant to be in this moment, even if it's not where you want to be, but that you are exactly where you're meant to be, you can really accept and release some of the struggles of your past so you can reframe them and step into a new future starting today. So, you know, I've had many experiences personally, and that led me even to doing this as a profession. Like I mentioned, from the youngest years, that I've always been the youngest daughter of three girls with the big imagination. And like I said earlier, you know, it was very much fostered in terms of creativity, imagination. My parents were always asking us to, you know, problem solve and use our imagination to expect a positive outcome. So not only did they show us that and gave us many opportunities to be creative growing up, but they labeled us with a really high expectation that, you know, we were all going to be great kids. A lot of people get labeled negatively, and those negative voices become your voices, especially when you're developing as a child. So again, I was super, you know, just blessed to be part of a family that believed in no limits and that you can really tap into anyone's potential. I come from a line of teachers. So when I was a little girl, I either thought I was going to be a teacher like my mom, or I thought I was going to open an ice cream shop. My dad loves ice cream. And I, you know, I could imagine myself handing ice cream cones to people. And now it's kind of ironic that I teach happiness, which is, you know, how I equated ice cream as a child.
So throughout this journey, did you ever imagine, did Laura St. John ever imagine that someday you'd be coaching professional athletes, you'd be coaching the stars, you'd be coaching CEOs? Did you see any of this early on?
Yes. So I believe in really thinking big, and I've always thought big, but I've taken very small, precise steps to get there. So, you know, ultimately, I feel like everybody's a celebrity, even though I live out in Malibu now, you know, and manifested my way over to beach life. And I can appreciate y'all. I saw the weather up there and I'm like, oh, my goodness, 1 degree or 0 degrees. And I remember I used to live in Jackson, Wyoming. I remember the minus 30 and those cold mornings and really wishing that I was going to live at the beach someday and see palm trees and put my toes in the warm sand. But, you know, ultimately, I really learned that you can really flip anything, and there's a negative to everything and there's a positive to everything. And it's really about what you want to harness, what you want to access. So I've always thought big, but I really see everybody as a celebrity. Everybody's a superstar in my eyes. I give people the highest expectation that despite the struggles and challenges that they're currently facing, that there is a better outcome that awaits them, and how to line up to that path so they can see that path more clearly.
You know what I love, and it's a quote from you, and I may be paraphrasing here, but you said, you know, I don't want to be a crutch for anybody. I just want to reflect back to you what I'm seeing in you already. That is beautiful.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. You know, I mean, I always tell people, listen, my content, my roadmaps were devised not only for me personally and who I've, you know, worked, I've worked with thousands and thousands of people over the years, all over the world, and even kids. And, you know, I just noticed that most people have a lot of the same missteps and mistakes when it comes to creating their goals. So I was able to see it very visually and package it in a way that even 9 and 10 year olds could, you know, understand and appreciate my content and go through a roadmap that would have them untap their potential. So it really is for everybody. Even though I do coach celebrities and CEOs, I treat everybody the same. I believe in the success of everybody. And I do want people to recognize, you know, that in the beginning, they're going to think it's me. And, you know, they're very, very motivated by my content because it is lighting something that might be very dormant or off inside them. But the moment that they make that switch and really light up from the inside, I recognize, you know, and I tell them, this was you all along. This was you who chose to take my courses. This is you that, you know, watched the videos, like you said, Sean that is doing, you know, this is you that is really taking each step, even when you didn't believe in yourself.
Well, and there's a reason, and I love this about your program too, Laura. There's a reason that all of us right now are listening to Laura St. John. It has brought us to this point. Would you not agree with that?
Absolutely. And that's the ultimate trust. And that's the highest manifestation of love. And for all the people that can lean into that level of faith, when you're feeling that darkness, you know, there's a lot of struggle going on right now. There's a lot of chaos in our world. And it's easy to look outside and pass the keys to blame all the things that are happening outside of us. And it's really important to take those keys back and recognize that you do have the strength inside the struggle to make some changes. And it doesn't have to be big steps to make big change.
Well, and I'll tell you what, this is how it's affected me. I got to work yesterday. It was 20 below. And I'm thinking, okay, how do I flip this? And I'm thinking, isn't the gift of adaptability the most wonderful thing? And for people born and raised here, We are adaptable to this. And I'm thinking, okay, so that's that is one good thing. Physically, we do adapt to this. So I've started down the road to flipping myself. Laura, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about manifesting. We're going to talk about flipping arrogance versus confidence and insecurities. We'll get to all of that. We've got so much ground to cover. We are talking with Laura St. John, Mindset Coach to the Stars. The program is Strong, Confident Living. We'll be right back. Right, we're back. It's 9:20. Clouds and two above. We're talking with Mindset Coach to the Stars, Laura St. John. Her program is Strong and Confident Living. She comes to us, she's on the phone, comes to us from Malibu, California, up early this morning. Laura, appreciate you getting up early and being on the show with us here.
You know, it was one of those mornings, Bill. I actually got in a few hours ago from the airport after being delayed for many, many hours. But got, you know, when you have something awesome going on, you just wake up early and you're very excited. And I actually love that this is a country station. I have a funny story for you.
Okay.
I'm a major country fan, and it's from my husband, who's a diehard country fan. And he plays it at the end of his workout. I was never a worker outer as a mindset coach. And, you know, now I just love country because it meant that it was at the end of the workout. And you start playing these country songs. And I was like, oh, I'm close to being done.
Oh, man. So, I have love of that.
So anyway, I love it now. I found myself tuning in. So I was super excited to tune into this radio station.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let's get back to the program, Strong Confident Living. One of the things that you touch upon, and I love this, and I think this is what sets you apart, is, you know, there are a lot of life coaches out there. There are a lot of people, like you say, stand on the big stage and focus on the insecurities that we all have to kind of get us stuck in the first place. You don't do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people focus often on what's wrong. And I only say, you know, only use what's wrong to quickly flip it to what the solutions are, what brings you to the next point. So a lot of people are focusing inside of their fears and taking action from that place. They're feeling angry, they're feeling really frustrated, and they immediately move into action. And it's actually the number one mistake that I uncovered globally from thousands and thousands of people, because it's natural. You know, the moment that you're feeling insecure, the moment that you're feeling self-doubt or any negative emotion, the immediate, you know, human response is, I got to move away from this. So a lot of people take action and focus on that area, where that's my initial ding, ding, ding moment for people to use it as a sense of awareness and use it as an opportunity to flip that struggle into the strength and clarity to define what you want.
Let's talk a little bit about flipping. Tell us a little bit about this, Laura, because I really do believe that once you acquire this, that it becomes an art form. The art, I call it the art of flipping. Where did this come from? How did you arrive at this word, flipping?
Everyone gets stuck in down spirals. It is what connects us as a human, you know, race throughout the world. So if you're down spiraling in one area, you know what that feels like, right? I mean, you just, something goes wrong here in a big area, but then you pull that attitude in and you start to see everything is going wrong. And it causes a lot of anxiety. It causes a lot of overwhelm. So I've always been able to see both sides. I could very clearly see where that fear side, that's coming from a neediness, or it's coming from lack, or it's just coming from a lack of love. And I could see the other side, which is what I say, flip it. So from the negative side, like I said earlier, most people take action. Well, for every negative, there's an equal and opposite flip. So for every feeling of unhappiness, there's a feeling of happiness. For every feeling of self-doubt, there's a feeling of trust. For every feeling of loneliness, there's a feeling of being surrounded by love. So I really noticed that, you know, all these feelings exist inside of us. You know, watch a good movie and one minute you can be laughing, one minute you can be crying. So I'm like, all right, if all these feelings are inside of us, how can I teach people to harness the power of their thoughts to, you know, really access their emotional strength differently? And instead of being, you know, bombarded by curveballs, like you said earlier, that a lot of people up in your area, you know, it's freezing cold, there's a lot of grit, there's a lot of, like, you know, people being able to navigate through, you know, hardship or you know, being tough, honestly, and yes, resilient, that people could make that flip and not be so derailed by the curveballs of life, and really just recognize, again, that for every negative, there's an equal and opposite way more powerful side that's exponentially from a place of love.
So would you say that moving forward toward the good will get you rewarded, and likewise moving toward the negative will sort of get you, I don't want to use the word cursed, but is that what I'm following here? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is basically, you know, one of my very simple tools, it's called the flip it list, is taking a piece of paper, folding it in half, and on the left side, identifying the top three areas that you really wish to flip. That if I could be like, you know what, Laura St. John here, what would you love to get unstuck in? If there was some area of your life, what would you love to just kind of get, you know, like just completely done with? Like, what are you done with? And how can you flip it to the other side? So I have helped people just organize and analyze, okay, Laura, you know, I'm really clear on what I don't want. And that is the negative areas. There, you know, I don't believe that anyone's cursed, or, and I don't believe, I just believe that people are feeling really powerless. They're feeling really a victim to whatever is going on in their life. And the negative things keep taking the keys to the power, because it's like basically, hey, if this would change, then I'd be happy. And the moment you're waiting for these things outside of you to shift and change, you're not standing in your true power. So that's what I mean about like being inside the negative side. You know you're in that side because it's exhausting. It drains your energy. You're feeling really tired all the time. And you're really just sick and tired, honestly, of your problem. So that's when people find me. I call it like that ding, ding, ding moment of awareness. Again, that line in the sand where you can flip into courage. Courage is the energy that taps you from the negative to the positive. Courage is what moves you from that place of, hey, I'm scared of all my problems, to, hey, I want to use my struggles as strength and see, like, what do I clearly actually want from these problems? So, for example, you know, if someone's really sick and tired of all the weight that they've gained on and off over the years, instead of taking action from, oh, I hate my body, I'm going to go work out, or I'm going to do a new diet today and, you know, overdo it and not eat today, or whatever they do to punish and hate themselves, it's a very clear flip to the other side saying, you know what, this is clear now to me. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. I want to be confident. I want to be a terrific role model. I want to walk into my closet and feel like I can love the version of me that's transforming, even if I'm not in the body that I exactly want to be in right now. And that's a very different energy to then go work out, then go eat healthy, then go do the thing. So it's really about moving people into action and very concrete, small steps from a place of creating versus hating.
And you had a great quote, and I wish I could remember it word for word about that. You know, it takes like just one hate to about 100 measures of love, something like that. And I heard you say this, and I thought that is beautiful. It really is. It was just such a beautiful quote.
I mean, I just fully believe in my heart that, you know, I've seen amazing things happen. I've seen people come out of despair and hopelessness and anger and frustration and very big problems my whole life. And, you know, it's just one of those things that when you really truly know that deep in your heart, but sometimes you just have to open your heart more to yourself and have the courage to face yourself and what's going on in your life. A lot of people don't do that. You know, it's easier to escape into work or into addictions or problems. And again, you know, I believe in what's possible. I believe that impossible is really just an opinion for people that want to justify why they need to stay stuck. So there's just such exponential power in moving into action from a positive place. And I know that vision for people is sometimes very tucked away in their heart. Sometimes it's layered up over the years because they've been, you know, dealt really difficult cards in their life and they just don't believe in what's possible anymore for themselves. And I really love being that voice for people, being like, no, you don't really have to take a giant step. You really just have to learn how to flip it.
Laura, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the skeptics, and the phones are lighting up here already. Dennis from Fargo, he knows you, and he's wondering if Laura could talk about how she says love is always the answer. Laura, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll address this, okay? It's 929 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Talking with Laura St. John this morning, Mindset Coach to the Stars. Her program is Strong, Confident Living. We'll be right back.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, it's 9:34. Zero right now scares me when there's no temp. And a cloudy sky. It is Thursday, December 30th. It's the morning show with Dablo. Thank you for being a part of it. Loving this. We are talking with Laura St. John. She is mindset coach to stars, professional athletes, CEOs, and she can be a mindset coach for you, too. Her program is Strong, Confident Living. And Laura, welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
I tell you what, I'm loving this because Becky just posted something here, too, and says, wow, this lady gets it. Love listening to this. Dennis from Fargo says, hey, I know her and wondering if she could talk about how she says love is always the answer. I'll let you field that one.
It is. You know, I've had that right in my kitchen. I wrote it on the chalkboard for my three boys and family to see every single day that despite anything going on in your life right now, just when you feel like you're going to give up or throw in the towel, it's pushing you to love deeper. Sometimes yourself, sometimes others. If you're being presented with challenging situations, even through sometimes the people closest to you or relationships that are important to you, that's a ding, ding, ding moment to have, you know, recognize that love is always the answer. And the moment you know, you're moving away from love, your emotions are there to show you that you should feel uncomfortable. You know, that the thoughts that you're focusing on, the feelings that you're feeling is really your intuition inside your own self guiding you from your heart saying, don't go in that direction. You know, that's why it's uncomfortable. Love, tap into love, tap into a greater love, a greater capacity. And, you know, that is really what's going to get everybody out of this chaos that's happening right now.
Well, and I love that. And you always say, too, negativity, pretty much just the absence of love there, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, you know, fear is the absence of love. Therefore, you know, darkness is the absence of light. And it's just people have to recognize how to turn that light switch back on sometimes when they're feeling alone or they're feeling, you know, at the end of their rope. And it's just, you know, it's love is a powerful creative force of all forces. And, you know, trust, like I said, is the highest manifestation of love. So when you're able to tap into a deeper level of trust that you can look outside of yourself and say, well, this clearly isn't what I want. Again, if I can learn very simple strategy steps to flip out of this feeling versus needing to change everything outside of me in order to feel better, you really take a different level of ownership, and all of that power and creation comes from love.
Wow, good stuff. And I noticed, too, from your Zoom chats, too, you talk about manifesting. Laura, this comes literally from the inside of you out. There's nothing external about this. You manifest this happiness and a clarity that I think we really need, too. And you talk about manifesting a lot. Tell us what this word means to you. How did you fall on this word, manifesting?
Manifesting is really a very current buzzword, honestly, for really setting and creating goals, especially when you're feeling like you can't. So how do you develop the practices and simple new thoughts that you haven't thought before? You know, how do you harness your emotional strength? How do you flip your lens and perspective to see your current situation differently? So manifesting to me is my ability to teach people through a roadmap how to get unstuck and how to see past their current problems to the world of solutions. That's the flip. So they can really create a life full of what they want versus what they don't want.
See, and if I can stoop to metaphor for a minute, I think what you do too, at least you do for me, is you sort of help me clear the wreckage off the road. So the trip and the journey can be a lot smoother and free from a lot of obstructions. That's what you're doing for me. Okay. So
thank you. And I really, you know, it's an interesting work because it's very different from maybe therapy or other things that people have tapped into. I do not work on past problems. I'm not even interested to poke at people's past or what brought them to this point.
Sure.
I meet them at the point where they are right now. And I'm here to flip that problem list into the wish list so I can work with you from a moving forward perspective. And a lot of people don't create the space for that in their life. They're like, first, Laura, you know, I've worked on all these years or months to try and fix all these things. But in the fixing energy, they're really stuck inside the energy of the problems and they don't create a new space. And so it's just a really just, again, a flip of perspective of saying, well, still, even despite those challenges, can you spend 10, 15 minutes a day on what you actually want to create and help? And I help people step into that vision today.
Would you say that pain, that people that have this internal pain can flip this to passion? I call it the three P's, can flip it to passion and then find their purpose. Would you agree with that?
I love that. I love the passion, the purpose. I find a lot of people are so cloudy today because they're so on the negative. They don't realize that they've just been so, you know, living on the negative side that it's completely unclear for people. They're very clouded in terms of even what they're passionate about. That's why one of my favorite tools is helping people make a happy list. You know, just take out a blank piece of paper and start filling the entire page of all the things that bring you happiness. Like you said, that passion, what just lights you up just a little bit, a gentle smile, the green grass, you know, birds chirping, maybe, you know, weather at 10 degrees or 20 degrees, not 0 degrees, you know, any little thing that could be just putting a gentle smile to your face, opening the door for a stranger, seeing people smile at one another. And if you can fill a page up with even these gentle, small moments that bring a smile to your face, and you can start to create a life where you actually intentionally focus on them. So when you might have a big problem going on, but then you drive, you know, down to the next person's farm or coffee shop and you see the person opening a door for a stranger and you're like, ah, that's on my happy list. And you really start to focus on what makes you happy, and that changes everything.
See, Laura, and one thing I've noticed that I love watching you do is dealing with skepticism. I think you do this better than anybody I've ever encountered. How do you deal with skeptics and people that come in you and say, okay, you're telling me all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Why should I believe this? What do you do with skepticism? How do you flip that?
I love skeptics because I was a naysayer when I really first started becoming more consciously aware of things I could or could not change. Also, when you're feeling really powerless or you feel like you've been dealt a difficult hand, it's actually hard to believe, like, well, how did I participate in this? You know, how was I a magnetic match to this? I would have never signed up for this problem or that problem. Like, are you kidding me? So I'm here to help the people who don't believe in themselves or, you know, what they've been handed to really flip everything that's brought them again to this point into strength so you can still shift yourself moving forward. I believe that manifesting a new, like, future, you know, that you might not be able to rewrite your past, but from this day forward, you do have the ability to shift your future. And you only have now moving forward. So manifesting is really for everyone, in my opinion, and the level of awareness that a lot of naysayers come in with me saying, but Laura, I wouldn't sign up for this or that. But then when I show them that they're living on, you know, that left side of the page that I talked about on the flip it list, like, are you living in the world of all your problems? Or do you take this space every single day and just start really, like, going deeper into your heart of, you know, what do I want more clearly? Is my happiness being blocked by anger and frustration and these powerful emotions? Do I feel powerless? You know, am I aware of what I'm thinking right now? Could I think a little bit more positively? Could I just reach to feel a little bit better today? And with one degree of change, you know, again, I'm a big proponent to think bigger, but take much smaller steps so you can recognize that you can shrink self-doubt, you can shrink fear, and you can really take these small inspired steps to create massive, massive change.
And you can fall in love with the process. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the process is everything, and not to control the pieces. Not only do most people try to take action from a negative place, but one of the bigger manifesting mistakes is also trying to control how it unfolds. And a lot of people overanalyze the step, or when something doesn't come, you know, on your path that you expect. expected, you think you're doing it wrong, or you think that, you know, that it doesn't feel so great, or I wasn't expecting this. And people give up on themselves, you know, easy because they equate negative as wrong. And people are very self-judgmental of themselves. They're very critical. And again, those can come from voices of maybe a difficult past that have, you know, been things that you've replayed in your own head. So I'm here for those people to show them that, again, these little shifts can make giant changes.
Boy, so much wisdom going on here, Laura. There's a quote out there, too, and we'll kind of wrap with this. And I don't know who said it. I wish it would have been me. It says, chance always favors a prepared mind. Do you find that with a lot of people in the program, as they're clearing away a lot of this stuff, that opportunities come along and opportunities, positive opportunities present themselves?
Absolutely, Bill. Success is a lot closer than most people think or feel. And the path to the success that people are seeking is already there. So it's not something that needs to be created. It's just something that people need to line up to. I fully believe in no coincidences that everyone listening today or listening to the, you know, rebroadcast or replay is listening for an absolute reason. And there are no, you know, chances. There literally is everything that you need right inside of yourself, and you have the ability to create it.
Well, and this is why Laura St. John showed up in our life here this morning. Laura, if people want to know more about the program, Strong Confident Living, if they want to get enrolled in this, how can they do that?
I've got amazing specials going on. Again, I'm here for the masses. I'm here for everybody. So take a look at strongconfidentliving.com. You can look it up online. Just visit the website. I have developed courses and self-paced classes that people can do from anywhere. And it's, you know, there's an amazing 6-week access. I've got a manifesting course that's coming out tomorrow. So it's great timing. This is, don't wait, you know, don't wait, don't hesitate. Take a look at the website, join on in, and I cannot wait to meet you on the inside.
I love that. And folks, if you're missing any of this, or you just came in about halfway through, we're going to repurpose this on our website. So it will be up in podcast later on this afternoon. Just go to the website and listen back and get this information. Laura, it has been an absolute pleasure and an honor meeting you. And promise me one thing, that you'll come back and you'll talk with us again in the future. And because we got a lot more ground to cover here. Can you do that?
I would love to come back. Thank you so much, Bill, for reaching out and having me on this station today. And thanks for everybody in the audience. I can't wait to meet you.
Laura St. John, Mindset Coach to the Stars. The program is Strong Confident Living. We will have a link to Laura's website, too, on the podcast. So go there at KBMW.com. It's 946. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.